Lots of great new CDs and DVDs, books, everything out this week. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll get to Joanne Geffen. She's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the story behind the song. Great book. We'll talk about that coming up. But funny story, actually. I was out of town, flew home last night, got to the airport at like midnight, got home at 1 o'clock, and there was a note saying, I've got to check out this DVD before bed. I groaned. You know, that's the last thing you want to do after several days of traveling. But like a hearty radio star, I opened the mail, and damned if it wasn't the new Dolly Parton discs. So I filled up the bathtub, splashing around at 2 in the morning. I mean, who said that radio is a 9-to-5 gig, really? I mean,
I didn't say it was 9-to-5.
Hello, who is this?
Hey.
Hi.
This is Dolly. I didn't say anything about it being 9-to-5.
No, this is not Dolly Parton.
Yes, of course it is. In fact, I was wanting to call and tell you about my new DVD and CD. You don't by any chance have it yet, do you?
Well, I do. Okay, first of all, name 5 classic Dolly Parton songs.
Well, Here You Come Again, 9-to-5, I Will Always Love You, Jolene, Coat of Many Colors.
Oh, what's the name of her theme park?
Dollywood.
Oh, I'll be damned. This is Dolly Parton. I know. You know what? This morning at the meeting, I questioned. I said, why don't we have a music guest on the show? And there was this odd silence. I thought something was up. Wow.
Well, you know what? We kind of set you up a little bit because I was calling. I wanted to talk about my new DVD, Live from London. And so that's why we kind of pulled one over on you. But this is really me, and I'm really here. And you know me, always hawking my goods.
You know what? If I just didn't come from Florida and have a sunburned face, I would be blushing red right now. Dolly Parton is on the show with us right now. So. Wow. How are you, Dolly?
Well, I am good, Jeremy, and thanks for letting me come on and talk to you and talk to your listeners. I bet you got a bunch of them.
We've got a couple, 800,000 or so? How embarrassing.
Oh, well, that's a few people.
It's a few. It's here or there. I'm embarrassed. I'm talking to Dolly Parton. I was singing along to your DVD in the bathtub last night. That's pretty...
Oh, good. Well, that's a good place to have me in the bathtub.
I've done worse things to your music, let me tell you. But so this is funny because I just spent a few days at some theme parks in Florida, and I was thinking about Dollywood. I was in the totally wrong state, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. But we're doing very good. We're kind of closed at the moment, but we're opening up for the Christmas season any day now, and right after Thanksgiving, and then we close again until we open again in spring. And believe it or not, we're opening our 25th. We're going to be doing a big 25th anniversary special next year, and we'll be having lots of things going on. So I'll keep you posted on all of that.
Oh, absolutely. So I've got to ask you, though, do you like the wild and crazy rides?
Well, no, I don't. I have to honestly say, I've got too much to lose, if you'll pardon the expression, like my hair and my shoes and everything.
Everything would fall.
But I never was one to like the rides, but I'm kind of scared of them, which is a good advertisement because that makes the kids, young folks, think they must be really something if Dolly's afraid to ride them. But we do have some wonderful roller coaster rides. We have a wonderful theme area, amusement area. But all in all, it's a theme park with all sorts of wonderful foods, music, and arts and crafts. So it's really something for everybody.
See, that's the thing. You know, I was terrified, even the simplest rides at Disney. My thighs are bruised from clamping down and have, you know, that safety bar that comes down to hold you in.
Oh, yeah.
I was petrified. So, here, you know what? We've got you on the phone. Would you go on a scary ride with me at Dollywood? Like, I'm thinking, okay, if Dolly's going to do it, it can't possibly, like, hurt me or something bad happen to me. What do you say? Would you be my date
on
it?
I say we don't get on it. I say you and me just walk around the park holding hands and looking at all the other things and just pointing at those crazy people on the ride.
And we laugh at them, and we sort of cover our mouths as like, oh, you don't know what the hell you're in for.
Exactly. Can't look at them like, you dummies. What are you doing up there?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to... Okay, to my people here, Tim, Bonnie, work on that. We're going to Dollywood. We could do that. We can do a special show from down there. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I think so. I'd have to get like an accent, though, besides my Canadian one, wouldn't I?
I can help you with that. I will help you. Maybe you can come down during the 25th anniversary year.
Sounds good.
Have a whole year of celebration.
So you said 25 years of Dollywood, and it's been rocking ever since, right?
Yes, it has. We've just done wonderful there. We've got lots of great things, so it's a wonderful place to visit. Maybe we'll start Dollywood 2 in Canada or something.
I'm the first one in line there. Now, earlier in the spring, actually, we had the cast of 9 to 5 the Musical on the show. It had a great run, lots of Tony nominations. So what's happening with that now? Can we see the ladies take on Mr. Hart again?
Well, actually, we are not in New York now. We are actually going on tour. We open in Nashville in September of next year, and it's going to be touring all around the country. So, we're going to have some fun with that whole thing. So maybe we'll get to Canada, too.
I hope so. You know, they're yelling in my ear right now that we've got to get back to the music. This is Dolly Parton. Come on. All right. So, Dolly, can you sit tight and chat a little bit longer?
I will. Hold on just a few more minutes.
Awesome. More with the legendary Miss Dolly in a moment.